So we're going to rewind to 1972 and talk about our Big Fatty trip. So we, first of all, Big Fatty was like nagging us of what we were doing there. I'm like, we're here to visit you, duh. And like, so we went to Charleston. On a Wednesday. So
we got to the hotel, and then I think did we go to dinner?
Oh yeah, we got there in the afternoon.
Yeah, before.
So that was the night of that was the night of the hotel shuttle.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
First of all, Big Fatty was like nagging us.
Big Fatty, that's not a squeaky sheepy. No, it's not. It's squeaky gentleman caller. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4584. The BFO for Thursday, the 4th of
September
2025. Y'all coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Well, it's already a train wreck. Hello, sheepies. Big Fatty, that squeaky sheepy. It is indeed. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you sheepies today because Big Fatty fucked it up. Yes, Big Fatty, we've come to expect it. And y'all, before we go any further, let's do this. This just into the BFO infectious disease desk. Y'all, the crooked hat has come down with the flu, and so he has canceled his trip to Florida, and so Daniel Biba and Crooked Hat will not, I repeat, will not be here for right at Fatty's Big Fatty. And y'all, Cricket Hat sent me a testimonium later on and said that he indeed had the flu. So y'all, let this serve as sort of a verbal sticky note. Oh yes, Big Fatty, verbal and sticky. That's the way you like it. It's true. Y'all get your flu shot. Get your flu shot while they last. You know, the earlier you get it, the less of a chance you'll have of getting the flu. Yes, Big Fatty, I think that's a lovely idea. That's why I went ahead and got mine a couple of weeks ago, because, you know, heading to Florida, and evidently if you're heading to Florida, you have a better than average chance of coming down with the flu. Big Fatty hadn't thought of it that way. Dear Gussie, y'all, they did indeed announce the stars on Hump Day morning. Y'all, I'm going to put a link in the show notes over at the WWW today so you can go and see their pictures. But y'all, I'm just going to run down them and say who their partner is. Jen Affleck, she's on the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. She's with the new pro that was on that Swifty dance, Jan Ravnik. Y'all, then we have Gleb, and he is with Hilaria Baldwin. I think she's married to that Alec Baldwin, who I think he shot somebody. I don't know. Maybe I'm mistaken. Y'all, Ezra, you know Ezra is the homosexual. He is paired up with Jordan Childs, and you would know her from the 2024 Olympics when she won a bronze medal. Y'all, Baron Davis, he's a sports ball player. He is paired up with Britt. Y'all, Val. Val is with Alex Earl. Big Fatty, is that like Earl Grey? No. And she's been in commercials for Carl's Jr. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Moose Pea's Husbands Jr. Dylan Efron. He is partnered up with Daniela. Y'all, he's lovely. Just lovely. He won season 3 of The Traitors, and his brother is Zac Efron. Big Fatty Steve the Tater will want to see that. It's true. Jenna Johnson is paired up with Corey Feldman. You know, he was in The Goonies and Stand By Me and all that kind of stuff. Y'all, he's old. Danielle Fishel is paired up with Pasha. And she's best known for her role as Topanga on Boy Meets World. Elaine Hendricks is paired up with Alan. We like Alan. And y'all, she was in the 1998 remake of The Parent Trap. Big Fatty, speaking of old, it's true. Y'all, Scott Hoying is partnered up with Riley Arnold. And y'all, he is in that Pentatonix singing group. Y'all, he's the ginger. He's cute as he can be. Robert Irwin, you know, that's that Bindi or Mindy or whatever her name is. It's her brother, Whitney Carson, is his partner. And y'all, they were showing, and y'all, he's evidently become quite the young man with y'all. He showed a picture of him with his shirt off. Y'all, Bruno is going to be touching himself. Yes, Big Fatty. Lauren Jarouille is partnered up with Brandon, and she is best known for being part of Fifth Harmony. Don't know who she is. Whitney Levitt, partnered with Mark Ballas and his long hire. She's a social media influencer, and she was also on the cast of Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. And y'all, then Andy Richter, he was on that Conan show. He's with Emma Slater. Y'all, he's old too. And so, y'all, that's the lineup. And go over there and look at the pictures. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, we need happy music. Well, you got it. And y'all, let's see, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I headed over to Shady Pines, and y'all, it was a nice dinner. I had the black and blue cauliflower flatbread, and y'all, it was as big as a medium pizza pie. So y'all, I only ate 2 of the 4 pieces, and I brought the other 2 home. I'll be having them at some point. Y'all, it was just a lovely evening. And y'all, on my way home, they've just opened. It's called the Fresh Market over near Shady Pines. And y'all, I went in there. I'd been in there a couple of times before. And y'all, you know, Big Fatty loves a chocolate eclair, and I noticed in their bakery area, in their refrigerated bakery area, they had chocolate eclairs, but y'all, they were always out of them, so I figured, well, they've got to be good, so I was walking around looking to see if I saw something else that was going to satisfy my sweet tooth, and y'all, there it was. It was a two-pack, two-pack of chocolate eclairs. And so, y'all, I got that and headed on home, and I ate half of one of them while I watched the CBS Evening News. And y'all, it was absolutely delicious. And I turned on the sports ball and watched the Atlanta Braves get the asses beat. And y'all, then I went to bed. And yeah, I slept pretty well. Woke up about 4:20. Oh, Big Fatty, 4:20. Aussie Martinez used to love to wake up at that time. It's true. Let's see. And but I was able to. Well, I got up and TT'd while I was awake and went back to sleep. And I ended up getting, let me just see how many hours I ended up getting today. Big Fatty, you're not prepared. Well, it doesn't take long to look and see how much sleep I got. Y'all, I ended up with 7 hours and 38 minutes, so a little bit short of my 8-hour goal. And y'all got up. Had my coffee. Y'all, I decided I was going to wash the sheets. And so, y'all, I ripped them off. Well, I didn't rip them off. I took them off because I wanted to be able to put them back on, y'all. And normally when I wash, I use the quick cycle. It runs about 25 minutes to run a load of clothes. But, y'all, I decided I'm going to just run these sheets on the normal cycle. And, y'all, it's about double the time. On the normal cycle, and y'all, I ran them in hot water, and you know, sometimes it's just warm water, but today it was hot, and so I did that, and I did my puzzles, ate the other half of that eclair, and then I put on my clothes, and I was off to get Earl Grey washed, and then I went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it, y'all. As I do on Hump Day, I headed over to the Von's East. Y'all, thank goodness I learned that Crooked Hat and Daniel Beeble weren't coming, so I redid my shopping. Y'all, they had the rustic oven sourdough bread on sale, so I picked up a loaf of that. Y'all, they had the Sun Chips on sale, so I got a couple of bags of those. Y'all, they had the Yancey Horseradish Cheddar, buy one, get one free, got one of those. And I got a Boar's Head Chipotle Gouda, it was on sale. Y'all, they got a new thing. It's Prego creamy cheddar sauce. It was buy one, get one free, so I got one of those. Picked up a container of strawberries. Y'all, they had the gravy mixes on sale, so I got a couple of those. Y'all, they had the Sargento seasoned shredded cheeses, buy one, get one free. Plus, I had a coupon. Y'all, I got a couple of packages of those good salami nuggets that I like. They were on sale. They had bacon. Cherry wood bacon on sale. So I got a pound of that. Y'all, picked up a couple of cans of the green beans. And let's see, what else did I get? Y'all, they had the Planters honey roasted peanuts, buy one get one free. Got that. Y'all, they've got a new soup out. Big Fatty, we know you love soup. And it's from Progresso, and y'all, it's sausage and beer cheese. soup. Y'all had the Ben and Jerry's ice cream, buy one, get one free. Got a couple of those. And y'all they had the Elizabeth's granola bags on sale. Buy one, get one free. Got a couple of those. Picked up a couple of bags of the Italian solid greens. And y'all they had the Vonzi's butter sticks on sale. So I got a pound of those. And they had the Baby Bella mushrooms, buy one, get one free. So I got that. Y'all, I spent $87.56, but I saved $56.30. Yes, Big Betty! And Big Fatty, you didn't run out of music this time. I didn't. So y'all, I came back home and filled the larder. And y'all, then I had me a little snicker snack. I don't remember. Oh, it was some of that granola. I was snacking on that while I was doing some indoor nipple walking. And y'all, while I was in Earl Grey, I was listening to the latest episode of the Big Gay Sex Show, the Johnny Years, and y'all, they had a special interview with a terminally single Tim. You know, he was former number one fan of the BFO. Yes, Big Batty, back when we thought it was all gonna be over. Well, it's not. And y'all, he was on there. Y'all, he's evidently started up a new little show about underpants. And y'all, it's probably something Dr. Stone wants to listen to because he's also talking about the singlets. And y'all, Terminally Single Tim said that he had 50 wrestling singlets or kinky singlets or whatever the kind they are. And he's got the what are those called, it's not a bikini, it's that other thing that the men's is wear. And y'all, he's got the little show, and I think it's called Brief Chat or something like that. Just goggle underpants show or something like that. Big Fatty, is the Turnip Head aware of this? I don't know if the Turnip Head is aware of this or not, but y'all, Ouija from the Big Gay Sex Show was interviewing him, and y'all, it was just nice to hear his voice once again. Y'all, I probably won't listen to the little show because, you know, I have no point of reference. Yes, Big Fatty, we know you don't wear underpants. I don't. But we're delighted. Just delighted that Terminally Single Tim is chatting about his undergarments. And yes, Big Fatty, he goes in the elevator and says, I'd like to go to millinery in the department store. I suppose that's probably true. But anyway, y'all, other than all of that, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh dear, gosh, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, don't forget, Big Fatty with the live eviction later tonight on CBS. And also, don't forget, I'm putting a link over there at the www of the folks on the dance. And I know Terminally Single Tim likes to watch the dancing. And y'all, you should too. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Blime Time. You know, they actually did come to Charleston to see Big Fatty. Big Fatty, Crooked Hat is sick. Well, okay. Mr. Cackle, anything you remember from that visit?
First of all, Big Fatty was, like, nagging us.
Oh, that's really the reason Crooked Hat didn't come. He didn't want to be nagged by the hag.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.